All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. We're talking about Liv Tyler's biological dad, Steven Tyler.
What an intro. So yeah, I'm sure Steve likes that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was just wanting to live the easy life when Aerosmith was getting started, make enough to get some drinks, smoke, and entertain the ladies, and have a few bucks left over to get the next gig and do it all over again.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
He never wanted to worry about money and never thought he would have to worry about money.
Right. Probably didn't think he'd have any.
Yeah. Well, as I say, did his life change, huh, Mike?
Yeah.
So, but a lot of you have heard me talk about the perils of the recording industry in the 60s and 70s. Well, Steven lived it, and his experience taught him. He's been quoted to say that in the beginning, the accountants, managers, lawyers, and heads of record labels stole nearly all the profits from their early success.
Right.
He says, nowadays, we walk around with accountants and lawyers because once you make it huge, the vultures start circling. Mm-hmm. One of the secrets of this business, if you want to survive, you have to study the ways of the wicked, he says. So keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So the business music can be ugly. You've heard people say, if you like sausage, don't ever watch them make it.
Right. What, don't ever look behind the scenes on radio either.
Let's leave politics alone in that one, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to think these young people in that dangling promise of stardom can make a young artist quickly enter the school of hard knocks.
Right.
Signing away the legal rights to your art is a tough lesson to learn, and Aerosmith was no exception.